Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. All right. Did you get all your notes?
I did.
Good. You got to put your headphones on before we start the show. Otherwise, they're on backwards.
That's right.
No.
Yeah, that's right. You had it right. I had it right.
How do you put on t-shirts?
Are we recording?
Seriously, do you get confused about pants?
You know what? I do have a problem with putting on shirts backwards.
Help me.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate, let's love.
Y'all, welcome to the tell-all.
Welcome to the 90 Day Gays.
The tell-all part due.
Part due.
Part due.
Part due.
I'm Matt, a.k.a. Maddie.
And I'm Poodle, a.k.a. Jake. Or Jake, a.k.a. Poodle.
James Jacob Anthony. Social Security number 37144 Dick.
What if I just got my Social Security number changed to Dick?
To Dick.
I don't think that's possible. To change your Social Security number.
Yes, it is.
It is?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you?
I have one friend that her father is borderline narcissistic and tried to murder someone, and she doesn't want him to find her.
That's a good reason.
That's a good reason.
Hmm.
I think it's quite difficult, but it is possible.
Yeah. That's a good reason.
Sorry, you asked.
Yeah. All right. Didn't expect it to go that way.
Y'all, we got deep quick. Do we have any announcements from just 24 hours ago when we did this show?
No. I think the world is the same.
To our listener that we talked about your 9-year-old child listening to the show, who emailed Jackie frantically and said, no, I don't let my 9-year-old, I'm a good mother, don't take my baby away.
Just let him listen to the theme song.
Not without my Clarice. Not without that daughter. We weren't shading you. We actually thought it was funny.
I actually thought the picture of that your kid drew was really sweet.
That made you cry. That was what made you cry.
Why we brought it up was to basically just, we were making fun of it, saying, don't the kids watch the show.
But you know what? Y'all do whatever you want with your kids. This is a sissycation.
But, well, that's kind of abuse. But
maybe.
Maybe not everything. What did you say, sissy?
It's a sissycation.
That's no. No. I don't like
education.
It. Yeah, I know. I understand where
but
it's from.
But it also could be like
it's
a
just bad.
It all actually.
Sissification. You're welcome.
Yeah, because a sissycation is a sissy squad
vacation.
Vacation. Which could be happening.
Don't tease something we don't know.
We're not going anywhere.
No, I thought we were talking about what we talked about today.
Oh. Well, I can't say things. We're the worst baiters.
We?
Anyway, y'all. So we've got to announce that. We've got to announce what
else?
It's
hot in here.
It's not hot in here. Oh, Poodle did not get to his Valentine's video like you said. Poodle?
I had a sore neck, and I had to get it.
Why'd you have a sore neck, Poodle?
I said it may have been when I entertained earlier.
And why? Why would that hurt your neck, Poodle?
Because I was performing like Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du
Soleil. More
so
like
gay.
Cirque du Soleil.
Uh-huh. And she was getting her head rammed against her headboard, and now she had a crick in her neck.
When they push your head down really hard, you're like,
don't talk, bitch.
Okay. Okay, Zaddy.
Zaddy. I don't understand the difference between when people say daddy and Zaddy.
Someone had to explain it to me in a show. They're like, look at you, Zaddy. I'm like, what's the difference between a daddy and a Zaddy? Zaddy is like a more sexy term of like hot guy-ish daddy. They say Zaddy for someone who is like...
So it's like hotter than a daddy?
Yeah, but they call... It's like a funny way to say
it. Is that right?
Yes.
Because why wouldn't you just say sexy daddy? What happened to adjectives?
No, it's Zaddy with a Z. Saddy. Not saddy like someone is sad.
No. I said, why wouldn't you say just sexy daddy? But now I got it. They combined the word
saddy.
Sexy.
I don't even think they're doing it. They're just trying
I'm
to
confused.
Sound like basic gays.
This is like a zaddy. TikTok
he's
to me.
A zaddy.
I don't get it. I kind of get TikTok.
It's hard
but it's
to
a
understand
lot of work.
TikTok Oprah 40.
Which is weird since I'm not.
Right.
Right. Anyway, y'all are good parents out there. Thank you for listening to the show.
But you can let your kids listen to the theme song.
Yeah,
that's great.
True. Y'all up singing that.
And then put those earbuds in.
Put those earbuds in. Mm-hmm. And I think anything else, is y'all come at us on Cameo. And if you haven't done the survey.
Please do the
survey.
We've
got a link up there. Cut to Jackie Weissman sending me a message. I took the survey down. She doesn't talk like
that
at all.
I think she talks like
that. She has a very beautiful radio voice. You can listen to an old...
I've heard her talk.
And y'all can listen to an old Dear Maddie episode with Jackie if you want to get to know
Jackie
her.
Jackie promo, y'all.
I should pitch that for people. Listen to your moderator. Anyway.
So, should we
jump? Yes, one more thing, but I just want to tease people. Be sure to listen to the end of the show, y'all, because... This is the season finale.
And Poodle, we sing a song.
We're singing a song at the end of this. What will it be? What will it be?
What will it be for me? Anywho, that's an aria from Regina.
I had a friend
what
named Regina.
What will it be for me? Will someone say I love you?
We called her Regina, and she hated it.
Of course you did. That's how they say Regina. They say Regina in the UK.
Oh, really?
And also, that's the name of a province in Canada, Regina.
You know what? She has...
No, it's not. Is that the name of a province? It's the name of a city.
I don't know if
Sorry.
You can talk about...
We have so many Canadian listeners who are screaming at the radio.
Yeah, all
right
of the
now.
Canadians just went, fuck, I'm not sorry.
Sorry.
That Regina is so rich she could buy all of us and sell us
now.
So she got her end.
Good for her.
Everybody.
Good for her.
Where do you think we should start on? So, where do we start on this?
I guess we go right from
Angela and Michael?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
she got a hot oil treatment. Her hair looks kind of good.
It does look better. It doesn't look so fried.
I shouldn't say good. It looks better. She had a cut that kind of makes it work for her.
I think she like went, because she doesn't pay for a lot. I think she probably went to like a Tony and
Beauty
Guy
school.
But the Tony and Guy school.
Oh, that's
like
a great
idea. School where they did a good job.
I love the, I got my hair cut at Tony and Guy for a while.
There's one in LA now.
Really?
On Fairfax over by Cantor's. I'll show you tomorrow night. We're going there to eat.
Oh, we are.
I just said where we're going to be. Jackie's not going to like that. Somebody could, y'all, tomorrow night at Cantor's on Fairfax. We'll be there. Don't take our skin off.
No pictures, please.
No pictures, please.
Why don't you tell people where we're going to be?
I can edit that out. Is that creeping you out?
A little bit. It's fine.
Okay. We're not going to be there at all. We're going to go to Taco Bell and La Brea.
We're going to go to Schmanter's.
Schmanter's on Lairfax.
And have Schminer food.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, nothing really actually happens. I actually think what's more important about Angela, and we'll talk about this more, is more what she says to people throughout the episode with other people's situations rather than her own, which is kind of shocking.
I feel like she's
in a supportive way.
There was one exception in this episode, but the other times she felt like she was tranked like a charging rhino.
I tell you. Why yeah.
Kind of like like Bryson at she was tranked like Bryson had been.
That's why she was eating Doritos later, because she was
that's
hungry.
That's true. They blanked up. Of course, they could just eat Doritos,
y'all. That's why when
a
even
snack
though
bag.
She's abusive. And
that's the extent of the TLC craft service.
She is abusive, and she we don't relate to her in a lot of ways, but we do relate to her in that I just told Poodle an hour ago, I would like some Doritos.
You did. Now, you said a casserole with Doritos on top, which is worse.
I did say that, y'all. come at us if you like your casserole with some chips on the top.
I like potato chips on mine.
Especially a hash brown casserole.
Corn flakes.
Yes.
That's very trashy in Southern. My favorite is panko breadcrumbs, I believe.
Really?
Which is fancy. Yeah. I like a good casserole.
You love your hash brown casserole. You used to cook that and eat on it for days.
When I'd have something really busy.
Yeah.
Also called in the LDS church, funeral casserole or...
Hash brown casserole is
yeah,
funeral
they
casserole?
Call it like funeral potatoes or something.
Oh, really?
That.
Yep. Wow.
That's what it is. You know, it's the creamy mushroom soup, cheese.
Did you get the recipe from fucking a Mormon?
No, my mother's had it for a long time. Maybe she fucked a Mormon.
You know what? You said you feel like Mother Poodle had her heyday.
I feel like Mother Poodle had a really slutty time.
Do you think she'd ever tell us?
No.
Your mother would be fun.
No, she needs to have the moral superiority.
She'd be fun to... I would, you
know
she's
what? Fun to have a drink with.
I would smoke pot with your mother just because of shit she
would
say. You
have a couple glasses of wine with my mother, she'll tell you shit. That's where I found out most things.
I remember your mother said once, this is when Poodle was in his coma and his mom came out and we went out to eat with a bunch of friends. Or maybe you were alive or awake then.
Yeah.
But basically I said something about, oh, no, my boyfriend. And I said something about, oh, really? What's he like? I was like, well, he's a handsome guy. And I said, and he's black. And your mom went, oh, you wouldn't do that. And I just shut up, and I was like, okay.
I died. I was there.
You were there. You died. I think that's the one time Poodle actually apologized to me.
I did.
Y'all, sometimes our parents are not what we want them to be.
I know.
My mom
it's
doesn't
bad
even
enough
understand.
That you're with a guy.
Yeah, my mom doesn't even understand Black Lives Matter. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Anyway, that's not political. That's just our lives. So don't comment about it in the Facebook.
So... She starts, Michael starts, Angela starts in about saying, I don't know how he could have done the thing wrong, and it only took 20 minutes, and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
And y'all, I can honestly see their problem, because if you've got a guy like Michael, and you see a picture of Angela, who's 53, you're going to have questions.
Well,
it's not the normal relationship.
It's not the normal relationship. And if you met Angela, and if you met her, and if she were sweet, and she was
right
kind, and she was not just a big fucking bully,
right,
you probably would think, this is weird, but
also
I see what he likes.
Yeah, also, Michael is rather unemotional. That's how he is.
He is.
Especially when he's around people he doesn't know.
Which is odd since he's an actor, actually, in that country. Did you not know that?
Shut your fucking mouth.
No, I think I read that. I believe Michael is an actor.
Wow.
Yeah.
To be so or not to be.
He wasn't able to do the K-1 visa.
I did the BJ.
That was good, Queen. You
I
got
can just
me on
see
that
him,
one.
Like, holding a skull.
y'all, we still haven't seen the second season of Before the 90 Days.
We're about to start
but
it.
But we're about to start it on our Patreon, actually. Our Gatreons. We're actually going to... That'll go up next week. We'll start Before the 90 Days.
Because this is the tell-all for the previous...
We just finished,
season one.
We did two tell-alls today. We watched the tell-offs of so
yeah,
if
we got a double dose of Sean Robinson.
So if I start talking about Darcy and Jesse, it means the muscle relaxer kicked in and I don't know where I am.
Or if I'm saying, that Miriam, she really chaps my hide.
Oh, Patrick can fuck my ass. Yeah. Then we're in the wrong show and just know that. But seriously, if you have been thinking about, you're like, do I not jump into the Patreon? Do I not? This is a good time to do it because we're going to start next week with an all new show.
All new season.
Because, y'all, there's a chat in the Patreon, so they chat about it and talk about it. We should encourage that more.
Yeah, there is a chat. People can do comment.
We should.
And all kinds of things.
Anyway.
Anyway, so the goofballs show up.
The goofballs, which...
Anyway, they're their normal charming selves. And they find up calling her trashy. I'm so glad she admitted it. I'm the classiest, trashiest bitch you'll ever meet. In a way, I think that's true.
Do you?
In a way, I think she thinks she's the classiest. That's the
yes.
self.
Yes.
But she also knows she's trashy.
Yes.
So maybe in her strata, she's kind of like the queen bee of socialites. Maybe she's the one who kind of is looked up to. She's smarter than her daughter.
By Jove, I think she's got it. I think she's got it.
The rain is beating mainly in the plain.
Da 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 da.
The rain is beating mainly in the plain. Anywho, we cut to her doing that, and Marcel's just playing with his beads.
Just playing with his beads, which apparently several sissies
yeah,
came in.
Like
those are worry beads.
Yeah. I thought they no. He said it. There was a Islamic, like a rosary.
We have
two
different, but in some cultures they call them worry beads.
Oh, okay.
So it could be whatever. By the way, I just have to jump back a little bit. When we do a theater show called Cabaret, and we once did a takeoff of My Fair Lady Boy, where Poodle's character. Professor Poodle taught me how to be gay. To speak gaily. It was a joke, obviously. But what did you say? Instead of the rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain,
what did I say?
What was the lyric? We're never going to remember this.
Oh, I don't know.
We're not going to remember now.
Something in lisping falls mainly in the... Oh, something about dicks.
It was something about dicks because I had a ball gag in my mouth.
This is riveting. Us trying to remember something. Something about sucking dicks. We can't do this. We'll post something about it. No, we won't.
We won't post something. We'll remember it like 3 years from now.
So
it's someone porn granny will listen to Shane.
No,
get it.
You can't just throw her in.
Fine.
Anyway, so everyone's taken up for Angela, which I was kind of shocked about.
Well, I'm just going to call kind of bullshit on it, that they didn't have much for them to do.
Yeah.
And they basically called in the goofballs because, A, probably, I bet they specifically told Angela, don't go after other cast members on the show.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we didn't see
She was
this.
On her best behavior until the goofballs.
We didn't see this last season, y'all, but apparently Angela hit or physically touched someone.
Oh,
remember,
yeah.
Remember Avery's mom?
Yes.
And so it was a big deal. So I bet they were like, look, fucking get your
shit
together.
If you touch anybody or if you say anything mean, you're out of here.
Because Angela wants to pay for a surrogate. So she's trying to ride this 90-day wave as long as she can get it. Because she's going to have her own show. One egg and a prayer.
And that egg's like, please pick me. Pick me.
I'll make the baby that you want. I just realized.
I'm 98 years old.
Angela's egg sounds a lot like Baby Rose from Before the 90 Days. So maybe they're the same.
That's Larry's dog.
Yo, that's Larry's dog. My dog, Baby Rose.
My dog, Baby Rose. Well, I can't wait to go see Jenny.
They were kind of on her side. I mean, my favorite part, Robert, you just don't call his lady trashy. I respect you, bro.
I wrote, okay, Robert needs to talk less.
Exactly. Robert keeps,
he had an opinion on everyone.
He thinks he's the Dr. Phil of fucking 90 Day Tell-All. Where they cut to Natalie. Natalie's eyes are bigger than she can actually get them. And she just looks horrified.
It looks like Little Orphan Annie in the old clips.
And then Michael gets so angry. And then Juliana is like holding the pillow up to her. They're all...
Juliana needs to be told a story.
All these people who weren't trashy bitches were like, what the fuck? Meanwhile, Tania is like snapping. Uh-huh.
She's trying to get everybody in line.
Because I'll guarantee you, she's seen this from Missy.
Uh-huh. I think that's all I had about those two.
I do really think, and we said this before, I do think they actually are both in love with each other.
I agree.
At this point.
And it's unlikely. It's a very unlikely relationship.
We talked about there's definitely a travel ban now on Nigeria.
Yeah, it just happened.
Which will be interesting. Well, they've already filmed this other 90 day that's coming up before the, because, you know, that woman's dating a guy from Nigeria too.
Right. Ooh, that's
so,
right.
We probably won't know. Maybe they'll mention it, because for Angela, they filmed the tell-all before the travel ban as well.
Right.
So we'll know, like, next tell-all.
If you've seen the previews of this woman.
Oh, and before?
Yeah.
Y'all,
this next season.
Next week is just a good day to jump on the 90-day gay bandwagon.
It is
because it's
very
before the 90
day.
Days.
It's our favorite.
And it's before the 90 days in Patreon and in real life.
Oh, wow.
If you like Before the 90 Days, this is your time.
So season 2 and then season 4.
This is the moment.
It's a terrible song from Jekyll and Hyde.
Gay men are trash. That is a terrible song.
Don't. I think Jekyll and Hyde is one of the worst, trashiest I love to hate this / I love to kind of listen to it albums for me. It's awful.
I mean,
in a good way.
If you have to have a song called This Is the Moment, like just sing a song about the moment.
But strangely enough, the song called This Is the Moment is like 4 minutes long.
Yeah.
That's a lot of moments.
And a lot of key changes.
Yes.
This is the moment. This is the moment. Damn all the odds. Damn! Somebody just hopped
that was the exact same pitch.
It was the same pitch. All right, let's talk about
Blake and Jasmine.
Wesley Snipes' brother.
Oh, God. I don't know if he dressed himself or if some stylist did. I'm pretty sure they all dressed themselves.
I don't know. I could see Blake paying for Stitch Fix, although Stitch Fix would style him better.
It's awful. Because
Stitch Fix is apparently pretty good.
That blazer was terrible. That looked like roses.
Stitch Fix wouldn't do that.
His hair looked bad.
I liked his hair shorter. I do. You don't like it shorter?
The blonde is always not doing him favors.
No, but it's
at least
better shorter.
His head is not well shaped for that. He looked better with a square head.
The blue eyes I didn't love, but at the same time I was kind of mesmerized.
I just felt like he was trying to look like he was from the Fifth Element or something.
Yeah, somebody posted
like
on...
Chris Tucker in the Fifth Element.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like to me.
Chris Tucker was so gay in the Fifth Element. I was confused and turned on.
I kind of feel like, isn't he homophobic in real life?
I don't know.
That's
like him. I hope not. I think he's funny. Hey, Siri, what year did The Fifth Element come out?
The Fifth Element was released May 8th, 1997.
Wow.
Yes, because I remember I was not out.
What were you doing
when this movie came out? And I came out just 6 months later. So seeing him be so gay and flamboyant gave me stirrings.
You should write him a fan letter.
And then that alien, I should. And then that alien came out
singing?
And she was like,
and sang really, really high.
And I loved, even in high school, seeing her, I would listen to Mozart's Queen of the Night and try to sing along with it because I loved a coloratura soprano. Because most boys in Oklahoma do that in high
school.
Yeah.
Wow. Again, I think if I would have met you, I would have tried to gay bash you.
Well.
What did that say?
I don't think you would have. I think you would have been so threatened and scared by me.
I would have hated
because
you.
Because I would have been your under. You would try to destroy me because
I would have tried,
you would
yeah.
like me.
You know what? I would have tried to destroy you. That's mm-hmm. exactly what I would have done. That's exactly what I would have done. Anyway, so they're there, and they're talking about how Rita and Everett, who is looking real hot.
Everett, ooh, oh.
He's looking real
my,
good.
Y'all, if we have dick pics of him out there,
ooh, someone,
we
y'all,
need to
y'all,
know.
You PIs,
body pics.
You amateurs, you amateur sleuths.
You dick investigators.
Yeah, you got to come up with his dick pics.
We need this.
Ooh, I need those in my DMs.
As long as he's in me.
That's right where he should be. I'll cling on steadfastly. As long as he's in me. Yes, that's good. That's from Oliver.
That's from Oliver.
Right after where Nancy's boyfriend beats the shit out of her.
Oh, her name is Nancy.
Yes.
That's kind of apropos. Anyway, y'all, he is really hot. By the way, my friend Emily O just texted me and said, and this is accurate, she said, I just realized Angela's actually a grown-ass honey boo-boo. That's what we have to look forward to in about 40 years.
She kind of is.
Because when Angela said, and you know, I'm a 50-year-old woman, Jake just looked at me and said, That's a rough 50.
She's 53, but that's a rough 50.
It's a rough 50.
Because we were looking watching Sean from Before the 90 Days. Sean and Abby, you know, who's Abby Haitian.
Abby.
Abby.
You know, Abby and Chris. And,
yeah.
And Abby's
and
just
Chris,
a fucking player.
And I was thinking, Sean is a good-looking 47, 48.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know anything about Before the 90 Day when we watch it. So the way it works for this tell-all, just to let you know, we're going to watch the tell-all, talk about it, and then we're going to Google and see where
and
are
see
they
where
now.
Else, 'cause we've tried to stay out of it.
We try to stay out of it, but...
We obviously know what happens with Darcy and Jesse.
Yeah.
But none of the others. We don't
none
know.
None of the others. We don't know. Anyway.
Sorry, so,
we've got KDD today.
So, Blake and Jasmine, they basically say she's just so cold. She doesn't try to know anything about her. And also, she hasn't really tried. And then she's like... And then Blake's like, that's just Finnish people. Come on, us. If you know Finnish people, and that's just them.
Well, it's interesting that you ask that because I just had an experience over the weekend.
Okay,
y'all. So I went to a podcast conference this last weekend in Los Angeles, and I'm walking around and I'm just mingling with because you're supposed to meet people, and so I'm just saying hi to people and you know networking and all that good stuff. And I maybe had a drink or two.
He was half in the bag, y'all.
And then I walked by this guy and this girl talking, and I didn't realize it until about 5 minutes after talking to them, he was trying to fuck her.
Oh.
And I didn't get that because...
You're gay.
I was gay and a little tipsy.
Uh-huh.
And so...
You stopped talking to him?
He was a redhead with a beard, and I said, oh, look at you with your little red hair. And we start talking, and he just kind of stared at me. And then I talked to the other girl, and she was very talkative, and I kept trying to talk to him. And he had a little, and then I heard he had a little bit of an accent, but this is in a loud bar. And I said, oh, where are you from? And he said, I'm from Finland. And I went, oh, you are.
Oh.
And then I said,
you got tea.
And then, just as I said, just as nicely as someone would when they first meet someone, oh, I've heard people from Finland are unemotional and really cold bitches. Is that true?
Sounds about right for you.
And he looked me straight in the eye and wanted to murder me. And he said, yes. And I just said, gotta go get another drink. And I realized I'd overstepped my bounds.
You do that a lot.
So I don't know if it's true.
She's still...
I think it's an excuse.
If you're going to be with someone, you have to. Even if you hate things, y'all... I've gone, people I've been dating, I have gone to things. I went to...
Wait. What do you compromise when you date people? Come on.
I went to party with someone's work friends once, and there was a server, and I was hating every single minute of it. Now, I did leave early, and later on, he came over and slept over. So I got what I wanted.
So that's the one time you've compromised?
A couple others.
Mm-hmm.
I may have vetoed three of their movie choices, and then I compromised on the fourth one. That's a compromise.
Okay. Wow.
That's what a relationship's about, y'all. Compromise.
Are you finished? I think that's a cop-out.
No, I just get what I want.
But you are right. Like, if you're gonna come over and do this, you've got to compromise a little bit. Now, I will say, I feel like it is hard to date Blake because he's just a child.
Well, it's hard. I agree. It's hard to date him, but it's different. It's not hard to date him if it's your mission. If your mission is infiltrate an American marriage and gather everything you can to your overlord.
So that means she needs to be programmed, y'all.
Yes.
And I'm looking up on my phone. I'm trying to find
She looks like one of these people from Midsummer.
I know that we keep saying this, but people were showing pictures of Blake's brother from 90 Day Fiancé.
Okay.
He's a model, apparently.
All right.
He looks, his brother just, and which is great, but his brother seems and looks real gay to me. I can't find a picture. Y'all post
again,
pictures of Blake's
riveting.
Brother. Post pictures of Jake's brother and then
Blake's brother
and then post it and tag Poodle. But I'm telling you.
Blake's brother and post it and tag Poodle. That was like, you need to post a spit shield.
Ding! But still, I'm just saying, I think he's holding on.
I'm holding on. Hold on.
Anyway.
For one more day.
I think he's gay.
That's all I had about those two. I didn't really have a lot.
There wasn't a lot.
Yeah. It's the same old story, y'all.
I mean, maybe
she's a robot, unfeeling.
She's an agoraphobic robot. They haven't trained her to be around people or places because at the end she's like, it's a way to make me uncomfortable.
I had to talk to all these people instead of just one person. I kind of did feel sorry for her because she's just not used to that.
She is not used to that, but also you also agreed to be. I mean, I feel like at this point, this is 7 seasons in.
Yeah, you
when
knew
somebody
what you
agrees
were getting
to
into,
be on 90 Day Fiance,
you knew what you were getting into.
Why are you sweating?
I'm hot as shit in here.
It's not hot.
I'm wearing pants. You're wearing shorts.
You're wearing thick pants. You're wearing winter pants.
I'm gonna take off my pants.
I guess it is winter.
Ooh, I'm gonna take off my pants.
Could you put a blanket over your junk? Because often, y'all, Poodle always has holes in his underwear, holes in his t-shirts.
These are new underwear.
One time he was walking around and just, as my brother used to say, a monkey brains just popped out.
That's better.
And I saw some testicles.
Is that better?
Thank you. Y'all, he looks like he's wearing hot pants now, and he's crossed his legs. It's disgusting.
I look like Mango from the old Cernut Live.
Yes, you did.
You cannot have the Mango.
I loved Mango.
It was kind of offensively gay.
Well, now we can't watch stuff.
No. So I'm ready to move on to Mike and Natalie, if you are.
Natalie, and like, we talk about you.
Natalie, she says, I don't know. I still do not know if you like me.
She does not know.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Oh, yes. And before we jump into that, I want to remind people, Frauded by TLC came at me because we talked about her last episode.
Yes.
They do pay for their own weddings. TLC does not pay for this. It's confirmed.
I am shook by this.
Yeah. So, Tania was doing the best she fucking could.
They do pay for them for their appearances.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
By the way, y'all, Poodle and I, our hearts were warm that y'all could not remember that Tania's real name was Tanya either. Y'all's comments.
Tanya. I was like, Who the fuck's Tanya? Like, what? Oh, Tania.
Tania. Hello.
Every time Sean Robin would say Tanya, it would take me a moment.
Did too. Anyway, all right. Let's talk about kind of the stars of this show, Mike and Natalie.
Well, they've been trying to make them the stars. So Mike's talking about they kind of get into gods and aliens
they
and
do.
All kinds of stuff. And he's like, gods are misinterpretations of aliens. And of course, Sinjin's like nodding his head.
Yeah, Sinjin's like, yeah, mate, yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what I think.
Exactly what I think.
That's an Australian accent, but that's okay.
It sounds just like him. Hello, my name's Sinjin. Sinjin.
So, and
I'm
I like
the
when...
shrimp on the bobby.
Oh God! And so Annie at that time is like looking at him like this.
Because you know Annie.
We're all Annie.
Annie is Catholic as fuck. So you know she's like, oh,
what?
God.
You say he aliens?
He's going to hell. That's crazy stuff. That's crazy.
Hold up. There's a knock at the door.
Oh, God.
Hold on. Let me just see what it is. Okay, I'll be right back.
Oh, Jesus. Y'all, I thought this was not going to happen. This is a surprise to me. Oh. Hi, Olga.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
Olga, you're here. Either someone is drove off the road because they're excited, or they just drove off the road right now.
Hello, I come a very long way to be here.
So we thought you had coronavirus.
No, you took a long time to catch up. I was in China to visit Poodle to stay there. He having sex. Do say too many things about gay people, so I leave.
Oh.
Anyway, I hitch a ride. I hear about coming virus. I catch a ride on a bus outside. I give bus driver a blowjob.
That where the cock ring came from that you mailed Jake?
Oh, you got that.
We got that.
Oh,
and
good.
I think someone's skin?
Oh, no, that not me.
Oh.
That's that poodle. You may have to ask him. I also sent Raven with bra and mouth.
We never got that.
Oh, that fucking Raven. Oh, well, he never does job.
Fucking anyway, Raven.
So, I get off a bus.
Uh-huh.
Then there were no other way to get out of the country. So I jump onto sheep. I ride sheep all up in the way to Himalayas. Oh. I get off all the way up in mountains. Olga very determined, you know?
Olga, how did you keep warm?
She brought fur. She stole a businessman's wife. That's how she did it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That makes sense.
So, also, Olga always traveled with four furs.
Oh.
You stuffed them in pants.
Kept your vodka cold, at least.
Exactly. So, I'm free. I'm free. I'm in Russia. So then, all of a sudden, I see World War II biplane. And not many people know this. Olga know how to fly a plane.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
So... But they're no gas. So, have you ever seen movie Working Girl with Melanie Griffith?
Yes.
This is not like movie at all.
Okay.
But Olga was working girl for about a week or 2 weeks to get money for gas on plane.
When you say working, do you mean doing a job or having sex with people?
Duh. Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yes.
Either one, that makes sense. So you're here now.
To the sweat of her brow and vagina, Olga back here in U.S. I take biplane. I have to crash land several times. It's strange. Olga knew how to fly a plane. She never tried before.
Never tried before.
Who knew? So Olga land. Then they detain her for they think she have coronavirus. Then she'd fuck the men in white suit, what you call
them? The doctors?
Them? Yeah.
Which you really probably just had syphilis again.
Probably. Anyway.
But you're here.
Know,
what do you think about this situation?
Well, here's what you need to do. Olga will tell Natalie exactly what she needs to do. First off, we're going to talk about Mike's secret later on. But here's what she do. Mike talk about alien, and he no want to marry. She no want to marry him because he like alien. Alien. All Natalie need to do is dress up like alien, tell Michael she God, and then she said, and then as God she say, now you go marry Natalie, and then you give her power of attorney.
And then strangely, Michael died one night hiking in woods, in deep, deep woods. And then Natalie and Bojangles on farm. It's a step in the right direction. It's a way to get a hold. You know,
your pragmatic advice was missed on this show.
You know, it's how I get by. It's how I get by. Anyway, I think that's all I have to say. I think
Jake has vodka in the kitchen if you're thirsty.
You know, like all things, Olga thinks she have to get on the road again.
Oh, okay.
Tell Poodle I said bye. I don't want to be in his house anymore because it stinks of gay sex.
Oh.
So, you know how I hate homosexuals.
It's true.
Good thing you're not, right?
Not at all.
Oh, good.
I love a good muff in
the
morning.
Okay, good. I thought I recognized that about you.
Yeah. Ooh,
I can't stand gay people. Waffle. It's not against God's plan. So, anyway.
Oh, I think that was your car that just horned.
That was my horn.
You better go.
You tried to get rid of Olga. I'll take vodka on the way out. And also, is that Poodle wallet?
Yeah.
Good. Probably have nothing in it. Just gay condom. All right. Wait, he don't use.
He don't use condom.
Anywho, this is disgusting. Olga out. Do svidaniya.
Bye, Olga. Thank you. Oh, Poodle.
It smells like cigarettes in here. What just happened?
You just missed your cousin, Olga.
No!
Yeah, again, she was here.
Oh, good.
She's got this really weird, like, magenta stripe in her hair now.
Good. I bet that looks good on her.
You know, it's kind of cool.
It's kind of nice.
Very Sydney Bristow.
I heard some people say, I'm kind of glad she's not around. People say she didn't like gay people.
No.
Which is weird.
It is weird.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Go figure.
Go with God, Olga.
Go with God, Olga. Oh, boy.
Anyway, what'd you guys talk about?
We were talking about Mike and Natalie.
Gotcha.
And she was giving some advice. What now? So, Mike and Natalie let's just get to it. I feel like because it's a very slow. This was like, y'all, if y'all don't know what edging is, Google it. Because this was some fucking.
This was some edging,
this
y'all.
This was some fucking.
Don't Google
television.
It at work because you'll see a picture of it and Pam will come like a dog.
By the way, we had a sissy squatter who messaged us on Instagram and said she had a Pam and HR at her old job.
Y'all.
And then she went to her new job and it was Pam and HR there too.
I swear to God, y'all. Pam is the name for HR people.
Anyway, I feel sorry for Karens, though. I know a lot of good Karens. I also know a couple of bitches.
I know
Karens,
some real bitchy Karens.
Actually, my aunt was a bitch, and she died. I loved her. So anyway, let's just get to, like, which I have to say, everybody seemed depressed. My favorite part of this whole thing was when, like, Sean Robinson crossed her arms because they were like, well, I don't want to say. She's like, you might as well just say it,
Mike.
So basically,
or Natalie, yeah.
I don't think we still got the whole of the story, but basically, Mike's sleeping in his friend's bed. Did you get it? Did you understand? I still don't really know what happened.
Here's what it sounded like to me. Michael's friend's daughter was getting married. He'd known her since she was a little girl.
Okay.
And then.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's shaking off that pizza.
Yeah, I had some pizza this evening. So then he was going to sleep in the house because he was going to give her away or something like that, or be the best man or something. Yeah, it was very convoluted. Someone come who knows more about this, come at us.
But he was going to sleep in her house.
Sleep in her house, but her husband or her fiance was going to be there.
And then he wasn't
and
then there.
And he wasn't, and he slept there anyway.
But were other people there? That's what I was confused about.
They were the only people. I personally wouldn't have a problem with it.
I don't care about stuff like that.
But I can see how Natalie would. And of course Robert had a problem with it. I won't know. I don't like anything like that. Why would you do that?
Why would you do that? Because they're pressing him forever. Do you love him? Do you love him? But I have to say, Natalie fucking orchestrated this thing perfectly.
I agree.
You know who does this kind of stuff? You do. Where you would say, or Mother Poodle even, where she would say, I could not say, I do not want to say.
And then, but then he betray me. And he almost heard her, betray, 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 betray. Yeah, and the cast went, And then Angela went, what did you do? I will say, Natalie did play it perfectly. She's still kind of crazy, I think.
Oh, totally crazy. And so then they're freaking, but then even more, when she's like, I don't want to go. Like, she kept saying, like, I don't want to tell the details. I don't want to be the one to.
Right.
And then basically put him on the fucking spot.
Yeah, it's still, it was just, it was a little much.
I don't know. Y'all come at us. Maybe we're just because we're gay guys and we're used to everybody fucking around and doing whatever they want.
Would you have had a problem with that?
No, I don't think I would have.
Yeah, I think I would have. I kind of had a problem with, I think I would have had a problem more of her saying, if you do not believe in God, you are not a good person. That I would have had more of a problem
with.
Which
she comes in to say now, which I don't know if this is true or not.
I think that's a bigger rift than this.
I think so, too, because that's like a fundamental thing. But she was saying she was pushing the God thing because of his past. Because she didn't trust him, she was pushing the God thing. I don't think what? I believe. She was saying that. So the God thing.
So when did the sister-in-law happen?
That's what's confusing.
She said that, because Natalie said she got a letter from the girl. First of all, why'd the bitch write her a letter?
Frauded by TLC. Or Kim, make sense of this. At
no
cray-cray.
One. Yeah.
This is very confusing.
I could not understand it. So, and why would the girl. This is the thing. The girl might have had something for him.
Maybe.
However, Mike acted like, I don't know what your problem is. I don't know what her problem is. You did.
That's
he did.
Mike,
he just wouldn't say it on
Mike
camera.
Mike does that thing like, oh, well, I don't know.
And I hate that. Really pissed me off.
I actually have to say, Mike bothers me more out of this relationship than Natalie, because I feel like Natalie has crazy expectations, but she will try to live up to the expectations that she sets. Where Mike is like,
I agree.
Well, this is the universe, everywhere the wind blows. Da, 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 da. Oh, well. I feel like he's not dependable at all.
An alien tells you, you got to go back to your country, you go back to your country.
You go back to your country. What do you do? Okay, let's see. What? And then, I mean, everybody really just kind of, oh. When Robert's like, I don't want to be disrespectful.
Stop.
But really.
Stop right there.
Yeah. But, Natalie, yes or no? And then Tania jumps in.
Love has many layers. Love has many layers.
Love has many layers, guys.
And that's exactly how she said. Love has many layers.
So many layers.
I scream laughed. That is the most Tania thing. It's the Tania-iest thing that's ever been said.
It reminded me, y'all remember last episode when I said she was the prettiest in the whole episode and I kind of empathized? It reminded me, oh, I hate her. So back.
I someone just hit someone with a hammer outside.
Someone's digging through your trash or something.
So y'all, I gotta say one thing as a wrap up about Tania as for the whole season. And I mentioned a little bit about last night, a little bit, but they edited her like a Cuntosaurus Rex.
They did.
She was absolutely awful. Now, when I see her more, maybe she's not acting for the camera as much,
mm-hmm.
and I see her more as normal Tanya, mm-hmm. then I'm going to call the utter personality as Tania.
Uh-huh.
I see a lot of what Sinjin likes about her.
It's like that He-Man character, Manny Faces. You hit his head and he just turns around and it's like...
Now that is a deep cut. Wait, I barely remember this character.
I just did a
His name is Manny Faces.
Yes,
I think I remember it too. Yeah, I just remember that queer Orko.
His head turned.
That's right.
I love He-Man.
He-Man a lot more.
Oh,
than
it's my
me.
Favorite. I used
yeah,
to beg,
I wonder why.
Beg my brother to play with me, and no one would.
It's so obvious. But your brother was like, how much older than you?
2 years and 8 months.
Why did I think he was older?
Because once he got to a certain age, then it was like at the point where he was too old for it. It's when he started to go into like fourth, fifth grade. He didn't want to play He-Man anymore, and I was still in like kindergarten, first grade.
That's so funny because my brother and I played with each other. We were 18 months apart.
So you always like the same thing?
Yeah. Too. Well, no, we were always like, we were a grade apart in school.
And how well did y'all get along?
We tried to kill each other. But we had to play together.
Yeah.
Because we had to figure things out together. That's the one thing, guys. If you're planning on having a family and you're thinking about how close in age you have your kids, my brother and I grew up, we had parts where we were kind of separate. But if you have them 18 months apart, like us, you've always got each other's backs.
I would love for Mother Poodle to be here. And
Mother Poodle would say, James Jacob, you're lie like a dog.
Ask her if it was enjoyable to have kids 18 months
apart. Oh, she would say, I had one on my chest all the time, and one on my back, and one on a leash. She's like, it was awful. I couldn't even go to the bathroom by myself. That's one of my mother's favorite topics. Couldn't go to the bathroom by myself.
So Mother Poodle might have a different story than you. Or just any mother in general.
Maybe.
With 18-month
difference.
I have a friend, Kara, at my day job. She had Irish twins. And yep. I said, would you ever do it again? And she said, not in a million fucking years.
But I will say, my mother would say to me, in a lot of other company, my mother would say, oh, I loved being a mother. I loved raising my babies.
Oh, she loves being a mother, but having them so close together.
But she complained about it constantly.
Constantly.
She goes, if you even knew what I endured having you. Your brother was easier. He came right out. You took your time.
Well, the good thing is, at least you didn't blame your father for any of it.
Not at all.
Not at all. Y'all, so I think that's basically it that what happened with them, right?
Whoever he was going to walk down the aisle wrote her, and it went all to hell.
It went all to hell.
There was one part where Mike goes, so anytime someone says that many so's, y'all,
they're lying.
They're lying, and they're going to drop a huge bomb and trying to explain themselves.
And he did. And so she doesn't know if he cheated or not. We don't know. We don't know all of the details. So I guess we're just going to have to wait and find out. Maybe this will come. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, everybody.
You've got tea?
We are breaking news. Breaking 90-day gay news.
Why
breaking
can't you tell me
day.
About these?
Because you won't have a good reaction. Y'all.
God forbid.
We have an exclusive.
We do?
A 90-day gays exclusive.
Okay.
Right here, right now. We know what happened to Mike. Mike has fallen in love with an alien because he was abducted too. And the reason we know this is because, y'all, we have Mike's roommate, Bojangles, here with a special...
Come on in, Bojangles.
Come on in, Bojangles. Tell us.
Good to be here.
Bojangles, if you could just tell us in a few words, we are hearing that Mike is in love with an alien. We want to know, is it a male alien where they do stuff in his butt, or a female alien that like does stuff with his tits?
Actually, they do has both parts.
Oh, really? So it's a hermaphrodite. Is that what that's called?
Whatever word you want to use.
Oh, okay.
You know, I like it both. I like them both too.
Now, so Mr. Bojangles, was it Mr. Bojangles?
Yes.
We just
father.
Father Bojangles, we just want to know, is does Mike and the alien plan on living with you on the farm?
Well, there's only two beds in the house, and I live in the barn.
Oh,
so
you live in the barn.
I prefer the company of horses.
Of horses.
Mm-hmm.
And what? Oh, and then, we have somebody else here.
Oh.
Mrs. Bojangles.
Come on in.
Come
Lady
in,
Bojangles.
Mrs. Bojangles. Mrs. Bojangles, what do you think about Mike saddling up with an alien?
I'm going to have to cook for him. Fuck. Woman, if you knew what I did for this house.
I'm going to have to take my teeth out to give him a blowjob, aren't I?
Affirmative.
And y'all, that's an exclusive that we
Thank
have.
You, Bojangles.
Thank you,
and
Bojangles.
Lady Bojangles.
How do you say Bojangles is plural?
B- Bojangly.
Bojangly.
Bojangly's.
So we just wanted to let y'all know.
We just had an exclusive.
That's cleared up, y'all. Mike and Natalie are not getting back together.
Okay, because he's married to a hermaphrodite alien.
He's fucking some green shit right now.
With like arms coming out of her head.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there. Non-binary.
There. Thank you.
I think that's about this. That wraps up this season.
Season of this show. Yeah.
Okay, guys.
I guess we're done. So I guess we're going to see everybody later.
We need to do our shout outs.
Oh, God. Yeah. Jesus.
Jesus, God.
What letters are we on?
We did V and W.
So now we're on W, X,
Y. Oh, God.
X, Y.
X and Y.
I'll take Y. And
thanks.
You can have X.
Thanks.
Y'all, and so while Poodle's looking at his, I just want to remind everybody, you can see the rest of our shows on sissythattalk.com. You can see Sweet Tea, our Southern Charm podcast, our Bitchcraft episode. We just dropped in our second episode of that yesterday for Sabrina. You can also listen to Dear Maddie, the interview with Jackie Weissman. And then last but not least, we have something else. Oh, yeah. No, that's it.
We do?
Oh, River Males. We should just stop promoting that show.
Oh, Sweet Tea.
Yeah, we got all of them. And, y'all, we've got merch at the Sissy Store. And we've got a new Chandelier Scream merch. And we also have our Patreons. All that link is in there. Our Patreons and also our Cameos. All the shit's in there. Just look in the show links. Poodle, did you find your sissy squatter yet?
No.
Well, God bless America.
We're going to have something with X. You know, X. I got an idea, so I'll figure out something for X.
What do you mean X?
The letter X.
I found somebody right here.
How?
Right there. Just looked at it. Look.
Why did I type it?
I don't know. Here, just
show me.
Show me what I do.
Are you sure that's in the Sissy Squad?
Yeah, it's in the Sissy Squad. Go to members, Lord, y'all. This is what.
Oh, I need to look. Go to members. That's what it is.
You really?
Hold on.
Oh my God!
How'd you just do that? Where's members?
Just go, y'all. See what we have to go through right now.
Oh, I know what it is. Okay, y'all.
We finally got
someone. My sissy shout out goes to. Oh fuck, Perla. Here's the X. So cheat. It's just spelled XO.
So Perla.
Don't interrupt me. Perla.
Uh huh.
X O C H I T L, which is pronounced, I believe, Xochitl. It's Aztec or Toltec.
I love the name Toltec. Perla. That's pretty.
Her surname is. It's hyphenated. Habayero.
No.
Habayero Goblet.
Wait,
Habayero Goblet.
Did you say her actual name?
No, Habayero Goblet.
Oh, okay.
Habayero Goblet.
Oh.
Perla Xochitl Habayero Goblet.
Okay.
Let's just call her Perla.
Let's just call her Perla.
Perla X.
That was the
Perla
most
X.
Basic white thing you've ever done.
What?
That trying to pronounce that name.
Habayero Hoblet.
How about we just move on to her story?
Habayero Hoblet.
Or his story.
It's
Perla.
Perla.
Okay.
You know, we don't know how they identify.
Yeah.
She may identify as female, and it's fine.
Zay, Z, whatever.
Perla X. Perla X.
I like Perla X.
Perla X is an assassin. That's why she goes by that name.
I thought we were done with assassins.
It is the most important thing about her.
Jackie Weissman, this is your fault.
It is the most important thing about her. She takes her job very seriously. But she's not an assassin that kills people.
Oh.
She's an assassin that walks up to people in places and corrects their grammar.
She's a grammar assassin.
She's a grammar assassin.
Grammar assassin.
So she'll walk up and she'll say things like, someone will be like getting their takeout food. She's like, oh, this is just for me and him over there. It's for him and I.
I bet she hated me and Antonio with Courtney saying that shit.
Me and Antonio and me and Omar from Avery. We'd forgotten about Avery and then we remembered. So she's always walking around silently correcting people.
Oh.
And one of her favorite things to do, y'all, is to apply so much red lipstick.
Mm.
And what she does is she leaves, when you've been assassinated Grammarly by people, she leaves you a little kiss on a little pad telling you what you did wrong, and she puts it in your pocket.
Oh,
or
wow.
For ladies, down their pants.
Ladies have pockets?
Because Perla... No, all the grammar people, they're always wearing dresses that don't have pockets, like she's in the 40s. So, she is also a professional log roller.
Really?
All of that. And she loves
really?
Log rolling. Oh. It's like, and she always log rolls. It was like ding 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 ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding. You know you're gonna be mine.
That brings
I'm gonna
us.
Get you, baby.
Yo, I'm gonna get you, yes,
I made.
Talk about your mix.
I made a Spotify mix called I believe called 90 Day Gaze.
You can't remember
Mega Mix Volume
shit.
1.
Oh, Mega Mix Volume 1.
Yeah.
How many songs did you initially put on that?
Like 56, and people have added almost close to 80.
Wow.
Now we're at 80 that we have sung.
That all has to be songs that we have sung or mentioned.
Or referenced.
Referenced, yes. You cannot just add you can't add your cousin's fucking dance track.
That's only been about half of the ones we've sung.
You save that shit for self-promotion
for some kind
Saturday
of mixtape.
On
yeah.
the Sissy Squad.
We'll come at you with your cousin's mix track.
We got that coming up at the end of the month.
Yes,
self-promotion
Saturday.
It's happening on, I don't know, someday. Ask Jackie.
Sounds like the last Saturday of the month.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. What's yours?
Oh, I almost forgot.
God
y'all,
damn it.
My sissy is a Y, and we're going to go off of her middle name. I'm assuming her. Could be wrong. But I don't know if it's Andrea or Andrea. And we're going to say Andrea Young Merrington. Andrea Young Merrington. Y'all... Andrew Young Merrington, she is really cute. She is known as the town as the woman who never wears shoes. She likes to walk.
I grew up that way.
She likes to walk around barefoot, and the reason is because she loves nature.
Aww.
She once read a magazine article where a man visited every single natural park.
National
park. What did I say?
Natural.
Idiot.
They're all natural. Yeah.
National park in the country. And she said, I'm going to do that too. But instead she took it one more. She brought her husband and she's made sure they fucked in every national park.
That's a great idea.
You know what? And yes. And so.
Some heroes don't wear capes.
They don't wear capes. And so much so. That a lot of people don't know this, but several years ago, the government, and by the government, I mean Andrea's cousin Tommy, who works like in the file room for
the
IRS
side of the family.
He gave her a certificate though that said that her vagina is a national treasure now because it's been in every single historic park.
Oh,
in fact,
we have to remember our history, guys.
It's true, and she's also lastly. The only person that's taken a picture with Smokey Bear and grabbed his ass and gotten away with it. She's a
That's a great story.
That's a great story, y'all. So here's to Andrea
proud
and to
be an American.
And to Pamela X.
And to Perla X.
Perla X.
Perla you can take X. Your Genko Biloba.
It's true, y'all. And we have to remind you that our sissy shout outs are 110% accurate. And I think that's for sure.
And y'all, this has been a fun season. We've gained so many of you viewers this season, and we're very, very grateful about it.
You can jump on us with the Patreon. We'll be starting the Before the 90 Days, or you're fine just where you are, because we're going to start another Before the 90 Days next week.
And y'all, if you haven't joined our Patreon yet, go ahead and check out patreon.com/90daygays.
Yeah, it's all
in
there.
And you can see all our tiers and everything like that. We're not going to announce it now, but things are coming.
We are
down
the worst at keeping secrets. We are the worst at keeping secrets.
Things are coming.
Now, and normally, y'all, we normally do our sign-off, but I think, as you remember, it's the end of the season.
Which means we're going to sing.
So we're going to give it to you right now.
Kiss today goodbye, Michael, the Botox, and the sorrow. Get out of here. Wish me luck the same to you. You goofballs. You won't regret that. But I can't regret, Annie. I'm Bryson's dad. What I did for love. What I did for love. Because teamwork makes the dream work.
Look, my eyes aren't dry here. You think right there, robot cannot cry here. Click. Need more makeup to borrow. It's as if we always knew. They will kill you, Rita.
But I can't forget. But it's it for love, cause I'm poor, Granny. I fucked him for love. I make him think it's love, cause I'm poor. Get them dicks in me. Yeah.
Bees? Love? Love like bees? Anna? Bees? No? Pork? No like pork? No?
Love's what we'll remember.
Marcel, you learned English.
Kiss today goodbye. And toad us toward tomorrow.
And toad us toward tomorrow.
We did what we had to. Forget, can't regret.
Take it, Huey.
What I did for love.
Wow. Take it, Dewey.
What I did for love.
Oh, wow, that's nice. Bring us home, Louie.
What I did for love.
I'm hungry.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The line designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.